Ping An.
Ping An, peace be with you.
I want to begin by making sure that everyone has read the title of the message correctly.
在聚会开始时，我想确定大家看我们今天的主题是不要看错。
It's the secret to changing your life and not the secret to changing your wife.
是翻转人生的秘诀，不是翻转人妻的秘诀。
I say this because probably many of you are wondering where my wife is because she's the one who usually translates for me.
因为许多人可能在想，哎，我的太太跑哪去了？通常都是她帮我翻译。
Unfortunately, she's not able to translate for me today, but we have someone who is just as漂亮.
很遗憾，我太太今天没有办法来帮我翻译，但我找到一个和她一样貌美的翻译。
And so thank you, Pastor James, for translating today.
It's my pleasure.
This will change your life.
这将要翻转你的生命。
Was one of the most searched phrases in 2025.
这是2025年热搜排名的最高排名。
People flooded search engines with questions like, how do I change my life?
很多人都涌入在找我生命怎么可以被改变。
And how do I get rich?
我怎么样可以致富。
And how do I help my child get married?
我怎么样让我的孩子可以结婚呢？
Now, during this time of year, many search for the secret of health, wealth, and prosperity.
在这年末的时候，许多人都在问说，怎么样来健康，能够致富。
And every year, the world says the same thing.
每一年，世界都告诉我们同样的答案。
The secret with changing your life starts with you.
改变你人生的秘诀是从你开始。
You know, even as believers, I believe that many times we believe in this lie.
身为基督徒，我们也常常来接受这样的一个谎言。
That God only helps those who help themselves.
好像天助自助者。
Now, yes, it's true that we change when we help ourselves.
的确，当我们帮助自己改变，会得到改变。
But that change is only temporary.
但这样的改变只是暂时的。
Real and lasting change doesn't come from trying harder.
真实并且长远的改变不是只是更加努力
But it starts from a change in who we are and not what we do.
而是从我是谁得到改变
We think that if I can only change my job, then my life would be better.
如果我找到新的工作我生活就更好了
If I can only change my relationships, then I would be happier.
如果我能够改善我的关系我就更开心了
If I can only change my gender and sexuality, then everything will be fine.
如果只要能够改变我的性别，一切都没问题了。
But we know that studies show over and over again that these changes make us happy for only a short moment.
但是研究报告不断地告诉我们，这样的改变只是带给我们暂时的喜乐。
And so what's the secret to real and lasting change?
所以到底真正并且长远的改变的秘诀到底是什么呢
Well, Apostle Paul reveals this to us in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, what the secret to real and lasting change is.
使徒保罗在罗马书五章一到五节告诉我们一个真正长远翻转生命的秘诀是什么
So let's take a look at Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 1.
让我们一起来看看罗马书第五章第一节开始。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话。
Notice here that Paul doesn't say, since you fixed your life, or since you got everything all together.
保罗这边并没有说，既然你把你的生活都搞定了。
No, he says, since you have been justified by faith. Everyone say faith.
保罗是说，既然我们是因信称义，我们一起说信心。
Paul doesn't say that you've been justified by works, but by faith, which is actually a status change. It's not a behavioral change.
所以保罗并没有说我们是靠行为称义，而是靠信心称义，而这关键是在于我们的一个立场的改变。
Paul then goes on to say that we have peace. Everyone say peace.
保罗接下来说平安或是和平相合，我们一起说平安。
And we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们与神和好，透过耶稣基督。
Paul begins with something very shocking.
保罗这边说个非常惊人的事实。
He says that we have peace because we are justified by faith in a person. He doesn't say that we have peace because of our health, wealth, and prosperity. But peace comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then Paul continues in verse 2, and he says, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace. Everybody say grace.
第二节这边又说，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的恩典中。我们一起说恩典。And
in this grace which we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
并且欢欢喜喜的，在这恩典中欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Peace with God doesn't come from changed circumstances. It comes from a changed standing with God.
与神和好并不是来自于环境得到改变，与神和好来自于我们站在神的面前。
And this doesn't happen because we achieve this on our own by ourselves, but it's given to us by the grace of God as a gift.
哦，这不是无法透过我们自己的努力而达成，而是透过耶稣基督这个恩典的礼物才达成。
It's only when this truth finally sinks in that everything changes.
哦，唯有当这样的真理真的落实。
Now, if there's anything that you remember from this message, I want you to remember this.
哦，如果你今天只记得一件事，我希望你记住这件事。
We don't belong, I mean, we don't change to belong, but we belong, therefore God changes us.
我们不是透过改变才得到认同或是归属，而是透过归属，我们得以被改变。
Let me say that one more time.
我再说一次。
We don't change to belong, but we belong, therefore God changes us.
哦，我们不是透过改变而得到归属，而是透过归属而神能够来改变我们。
Belonging comes first, and then transformation follows.
哦，这样的归属首先发生，而生命的改变就要跟随。
Belonging is the reason why change happens.
哦。 归属是得到改变的关键。
And this is a secret that the world doesn't understand or even AI can't index.
哦，这是这世界无法理解的一个秘诀，甚至这个人工智慧也无法分析。
This is the secret that actually changes lives, which Paul says it's no longer a secret because it's been revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.
哦，保罗说这是一个奥秘，但是已经透过圣灵显明出来。
And so when you're justified by faith, your relationship with God changes first before your behavior.
哦，所以当我们因信称义的时候，我们的生命就被改变，而不是我们的行为先被改变。
And so we no longer need to strive to receive God's love because we're already accepted and loved by God by His grace.
所以因此我们不需要努力的来赢取神的爱，因为我们已经在恩典当中蒙神所爱。
We're loved by not what we do, but who we are as a child of God.
哦，我们蒙神所爱，不是我们做了什么，而是因为我们是谁，我们是神的儿女。
And it's in this place of standing that transformation begins.
哦，在这样一个立场的认同上，转化就要发生了。
You know, about 10 years ago when I lived in Chicago, I pastored at a Chinese church in Chicago.
10年前我在芝加哥一个华人教会牧会。
And I did a survey asking over 100 youth students and over 100 parents a few questions.
我面对100位学生、年轻人和100位他们的家长做了一个调查。
And one of the questions that I asked was this.
哦，我其中一个问卷的问题是，
I asked the youth students, what is the one thing that you wish that you could hear your parents say to you?
哦，我问这100位年轻人说，你希望你父母亲对你说什么样的一句话？
What do you think was the number one response?
你觉得第一名的回答是什么呢？
Over 100 youth students said that they wish they can hear their parents say, I love you.
哦，100位年轻人说他们渴望听到父母亲对他们说，我爱你。
Then I asked over 100 parents a slightly different question.
哦，接下来我问这100位家长，有一点点改变的问题。
I asked them, if there's one thing that you could say to your child, what would it be?
如果有一句话是你希望对你孩子说的，这是什么一句话呢？
What do you think their response was?
你觉得答案是什么？
Over 100 parents, their number one response was, I love you.
这一百位年轻人的家长，他们的答案是想要对孩子说：“我爱你。”
What struck me wasn't that the answers were the same, but what struck me was the tragedy in between.
让我感到惊讶的不是他们答案是相同的，而是这个答案的背后的状况。
Now both sides wanted the same thing, but somehow those words rarely made it across the table.
他们两方都希望听到同样的回答，但是在家中未曾发生。
And it revealed something deeper within our homes and in our families.
这就揭发了我们生命和家庭当中更深层的一个状态。
That the love that we communicate is many times conditional.
这就是我们表达爱的时候是有条件式的爱啊。
Instead of simply saying, I love you, we say, I love you, but do better.
与其说我爱你，我们常说我爱你，如果你可以做更好。
And so what do our children hear? They hear, you only belong when you perform.
所以我们孩子所听到的是，当你做得好的时候，你才得到认同。
So our children grow up thinking and believing that if I do better, then I will be accepted, then I will be loved.
所以我们从小长大就有这样的观念，如果我努力工作，有好的成就，我才值得被爱。
And without realizing it, that we all carry this same mindset in our relationship with God.
我们却没有发觉这样同样的观念也带进了我们与神之间的关系。
In the same way, we believe that yes, God loves us, and yet we still believe that we have to earn His love.
是的，我们理解神爱我，但是我们却觉得我们还是需要努力才能够赢取神的爱。
And this is why Romans chapter 5 is such good news, because Paul says that you belong simply because you are a child of God.
这就为什么罗马书这边是何等的好消息，因为保罗说，因为你是神的儿女，你就值得被神爱。
And we need to remind ourselves of this every single time we gather together.
我们每次聚集都应当彼此提醒。
Can you turn to the person next to you and say, you are a child of God?
好吧，这时候就跟旁边人说，你是神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
Now this is the first of five steps towards the secret to changing your life.
这是改变生命的五个步骤的第一步。
And so the first step that Paul says is that you need to believe by faith.
首先保罗说需要凭信心相信。
To receive your new standing with God.
领受你在神面前全新的位份。
You know, when I was growing up, my parents would always say this to me.
我从小长大，我父母亲总是这样对我说。
They would say, "Ah, Tony, you can be anything that you want to be."
Oh, Tony, 你想做什么都可以。
As long as it's a medical doctor.
只要你想做的是做医生就可以。
Now, even though I didn't become a medical doctor, in some ways, I believe that I become a spiritual doctor.
虽然我最后没有成为医生，但是我成为一个属灵的医生。
I believe that, in a way, that I do surgery on the minds and hearts of people.
从某个角度来说，我是在帮人的心灵做手术。
And as I thought about this more, I realized that when someone is rushed to the hospital, that the first thing that the doctors, that they don't do actually, is that they don't treat the patient. They actually put a wristband on their arms.
这让我就联想到，当人们到医院去求助的时候，当我们到了医院，医生不是马上开始做治疗，而是先把一个腕带放在手上。
And that wristband says, you belong here.
这腕带代表的意思是你属于这里。
It's only after belonging is established, then healing can begin.
当归属发生的时候，改变医治才会发生。
No hospital and no doctor says to a patient, get better first and then we'll admit you.
同样也没有医生会对病人说，你先自己变好，我再来医治你。
Admission comes first and then healing begins.
这个先来注册才能够来医治。
And this is how grace works.
恩典也是这样子运行。
That we all need to come before God and allow Him to put a wristband on our arms.
我们都需要首先来到神的面前，并且让他 And
that wristband is the promised seal of the Holy Spirit. Unless we've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, God is not able to do a work and surgery in your lives.
直到我们得着了圣灵得救的印记之后, 神要来在我们生命当中做医治的工作。
So first, believe by faith.
首先因信称义。
And then second, Paul says, rejoice in suffering.
接着保罗说我们要在患难中喜乐。
That we need to trust in God's work in our pain.
我们要相信神在一些患难中正在工作。
Paul once again here says something very shocking.
保罗继续又讲一个令人震撼的事情。
He says, not only that, but we rejoice. Say rejoice.
神说不但如此我们要来喜乐我们一起说喜乐
we rejoice in our sufferings knowing that suffering produces perseverance
我们能够在患难中欢欢喜喜因为知道患难生忍耐
When Paul says we rejoice in our sufferings he's not saying that we enjoy our pain
这边说到患难中要喜乐并不是我们要享受这个痛苦
But he's saying that we're able to rejoice in the midst of our suffering
而保罗是说我们有能力在患难当中享受神的同在
For believers, suffering is no longer meaningless because it becomes God's means of grace
因为患难不再是一个没有意义的事情而是神要来转化我们生命的器皿
What rejoicing in suffering does that it makes us become more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
在患难中欢欢喜喜是能够让我们能够成为更像耶稣。
Now this goes against all modern thinking today.
这跟现代的所有思想都是背道而驰。
Because the world says if it hurts, avoid it. If it hurts, hide it.
因为世界告诉我们说如果你疼痛的话就逃避吧,疼痛的话就躲藏吧。
But God says if it hurts, don't avoid it, don't hide it.
可是神却说如果疼痛的话不要逃避,不要躲藏。
He says because I am with you and I will redeem it.
因为我与你同在,我要来拯救你。
Paul tells us to rejoice because rejoicing isn't an emotion that we wait for, but it's a choice that we make.
保罗说我们要来喜乐不是一个感觉,而是一个选择。
You know, when suffering comes, we have two options.
当患难来的时候,我们可以有两个选择。
You can either curse suffering or consecrate it to the Lord.
我们可以来咒诅这个患难,或是可以将它带到神的面前。
What cursing does is that it turns that pain inward, leading to bitterness, which closes the door for the Holy Spirit to work in and through our lives.
当我们来咒诅的时候,我们就是让这样的痛苦存放在我们心中,变成苦毒,并且拒绝圣灵来工作。
But when we consecrate our suffering to the Lord, it turns our pain outwards to God and opens the door for the Holy Spirit. Spirit to come and work in and through us.
当我们将我们的患难带到神的手中的时候，我们就是将痛苦交出来，并且容许圣灵在我们生命中敞开来工作。
And so whatever trial or suffering that you're going through in this season in your life, I want you to name it out loud and declare God's promises over it.
不论你现在是在什么样的患难与苦难当中，我希望你能够 带到神的面前，并且大声的宣告出来，并且相信神要来拯救你。
You see, when you meet your suffering with the spirit of rejoicing, you're training your soul to keep trusting, to keep praying, to keep obeying day by day.
当我们不断的将我们的患难欢欢喜喜带到神面前，我们就是一次又一次在训练，能够来成为更合乎神所使用。
So everyone, repeat after me.
我们一起来重复我说的。
Lord, this hurts.
主啊, 这是疼痛的。
But I rejoice you are with me.
但是因着你与我同在, 我就喜乐。
You are working for me and not against me.
你是帮助我的, 不是抵挡我的。
And then now, third, Apostle Paul says to persevere under pressure.
第三,保罗说, 在压力下, 坚忍。
Remain faithful by not giving up.
不放弃,持守对神的忠心。
Paul says, don't give up.
保罗说,不要放弃。
Paul says suffering produces perseverance and perseverance produces character.
直到患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，或是产生品格。
It's not in our complaining, but it's in our rejoicing that produces the type of character that Paul is talking about here.
不是透过埋怨，而是透过忍耐，我们就产生出一个新的品格。
It actually gives us the ability to stay under an unbearable load without crushing us.
这帮助我们能够在一个无法承担的压力之下，还能够继续往前。
This is grace-enabled endurance.
这是恩典带给我们的忍耐。
You know, perseverance in the gospel is not pretending that pain doesn't hurt or it's staying silent in harmful situations.
圣经说的忍耐并不是要我们假装问题不存在。
It's not acknowledging the pain, but acknowledging the one who is able to get us through it.
并不是要来否定这个疼痛苦，而是来认定帮助我们的神。
You know, I share this quote all the time because it's one of my favorites by Charles Spurgeon.
这是我最喜欢的一句名言之一，是斯布珍牧师所说的。
And this is a paraphrase of it.
这个是这样所说的。
When the burden is too heavy, we don't need stronger arms, but we need weaker knees.
当重担太沉重时，我们不需要更强壮的手臂，我们需要的是更柔软、愿意跪下的膝盖。
We need to humble ourselves and go on our knees in prayer, saying, God, I need you.
我们需要谦卑下来，来到主的面前说，神啊，我需要你。
I believe that when we do that, that the Holy Spirit then supplies us with the power if we supply the posture.
当我们在这样的一个正确的姿态来到神面前的时候，我们相信圣灵就要来我们当中，赐下一切我们所需要的能力。
Now I want to make sure to say this.
我需要来确认先说这件事情。
That perseverance doesn't mean staying in harmful relationships.
忍耐并不代表我们一直停留在一个有伤害的关系中。
It doesn't mean ignoring mental health needs and refusing counseling.
忍耐并不代表我们避开不谈精神上的问题去寻求帮助。
Sometimes perseverance means asking for help and setting healthy boundaries.
事实上，有时候忍耐代表着我们来寻求协助，并且要设立界限。
But perseverance means that you ultimately keep showing up and never giving up.
但是忍耐的意思就是我们不断地回到神的面前，永不放弃。
And this is not to earn God's love because you already have it.
我们这样做不是为了要得取神更多的爱，因为我们已经蒙神所爱。
I know that next year as a church that we're going to spend time memorizing the word of God together.
明年我们全教会要一起来背诵圣经。
And there's going to be times where we don't feel like doing it.
一定会有一些时间我不想来做。
But we can't give up. We need to continue to hide God's word in our hearts.
让我们不要放弃，继续的忍耐，直到神的话语存在我们心里。
Because that's when the Spirit works to empower us to persevere.
这就是圣灵要来赐给我们力量，来继续向前。
And it's the same where we need to continue to even forgive those who hurt us.
同样，我们要继续选择来饶恕那些伤害我们的人。
That we are to be faithful to take one step at a time, no matter how small it may be.
无论是多小的事情，我们就要坚守一次一步又一步的忍耐向前。
And then fourth, Paul says to be shaped by the Spirit.
第四，保罗说让被圣灵塑造。
To allow God to form our character.
让神塑造你的品格。
Now Paul says that perseverance is what produces character.
保罗说忍耐生老练或是品格。
And character here doesn't simply mean a personality or morality, but that your faith has been tested and it has been proven.
品格这边说的不是只是你的人格或是你的一些价值观，而是受过认证的一个信心。
It's your faith that has gone through immense pressure and did not fail.
信心透过许多的压力，但是没有失败。
And so how do we allow the Spirit to shape us? It's by positioning our life under God's hand.
所以我们如何能够来让我们的信心得到认证又通过呢？就是将我们自己放在神的手中。
And when we do that, we begin to see our anger give way to patience.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就看到我们的愤怒会变成忍耐。
And our selfishness give way to generosity.
我们的自私变成慷慨。
You don't force these things to happen, but you start to notice them as the Spirit of God begins to change you.
我们无法勉强这些品格自然的发生，但是我们可以允许圣灵来在我们生命中来工作。
You know, when I think about this, it's kind of like how I tried to learn to dance for the Christmas play.
这就让我想到我最近怎么样来学习在圣诞夜晚崇拜跳舞的表演。
In the beginning, I kept falling.
一开始我一直摔倒
and every practice it felt really awkward and I didn't feel like I was getting better.
每次练习的时候我都跌得很惨啊，然后好像没有任何的进步
but I kept showing up.
但我就一直不断的出现
then something interesting happened.
有一件事情慢慢有趣的事发生了
suddenly I wasn't falling anymore.
突然之间我再也不摔倒了
it's because my body learned the movements.
因为我身体学会了这些舞蹈的动作
I didn't force that change to happen, but it happened because I stayed under the process long enough to be shaped by it.
我无法强迫自己来改善，但是我能够不断的让自己回到练习当中，慢慢的来改变。
And that's how the Holy Spirit changes our character, not by removing the pressure in our lives, but by shaping us through it.
这也是圣灵如何来塑造我们的品格，并不是将我们的环境挪去，而是在透过这个环境让我们更刚强起来。
And so instead of asking God, what do I need to do more?
与其我们问神说，神啊，我要更多的做些什么？
Start looking to see how God has already been changing you.
我们来看看神在我们生命中已经做了些什么改变。
And then acknowledge that and give thanks to the Lord.
来发掘他，并且献上感恩。
And then fifth and lastly, Paul says to live from hope.
最后第五，保罗说活在盼望中。
To move forward with confident expectations.
带着确据与盼望向前行。
At the very end, he says, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
保罗最后说，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
You know, with everything that's happening in the world today, many of us I know feel discouraged or even want to give up.
这世界所发生多少的事情让我们许多人感到想要放弃了。
Yeah, scripture calls us to hope not because circumstances are easy, but because God has been at work in and through us.
我们能够选择继续有盼望并不是环境容易啊，而是因为我们知道神在我们里面并且在我们生活当中正在工作。
The change that we see God making in our lives is not just based on feelings or wishful thinking.
神在我们生命中所做的改变不是一个感觉或是一个天真的一个妄想而已。
But it's based on evidence of God's faithfulness in the past, and that because he's been faithful in the past, he will be faithful in the present and the future.
而是因为我们知道神在过去所做的而是因此我们知道神在今天并且未来仍然要有信实的带领
It's based on the truth that God has come through before and he will do it again
这个信心来自于神他要一次又一次的继续做他的工作
And then once again Paul is saying that this is only possible through the work of the Holy Spirit that has been given to you and I
这唯一能够发生是透过圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And so we live from a place of hope and not despair.
因此我们是站在一个充满盼望的立场，而不是一个绝望的一个方向。
You know, most of us, if not all of us, have a mark on somewhere in our bodies or in our lives.
在我们每一个人，不论在身体或者是我们生命中。都一定有过一些疤痕。
We have a scar that reminds us of our past.
这些疤痕提醒我们过去发生的事情。
But it's there not because we're wounded, but it's because we actually are healed from it.
这个疤痕的存在并不是因为我们仍然受伤，而是代表着我们已经痊愈了。
In the same way, our spiritual character is formed by what God has carried us through in the past.
同样的，我们属灵的建造也是透过神 在我们过去的一切的关口当中如何度过的。
And we see this in Jesus' life that after he's resurrected that he still has scars.
我们看到耶稣基督他复活之后他仍然有手上的伤痕。
It's not because Jesus was defeated, but those scars point to Christ's victory over sin and shame and death.
哦，这耶稣基督的钉痕并不是代表他被击垮，反而代表他已经得胜，胜过一切的羞辱，胜过一切的黑暗。
And it ultimately points to God's victory, amen.
而这也指向了神一切的得胜。
In the same way, when our scars, when we bring it before God and we surrender it to Him, they're not marks of shame, but they're marks of victory.
哦，同样将我们生命中一切的疤痕带到神的面前的时候，这些疤痕不是一个失败的回忆，而是一个将荣耀归给神的一个故事。
And this is the hope that we have through the Holy Spirit who pours God's love on us and His grace all over our lives.
Oh, this is also we can be able to have the Holy Spirit give us love and this hope in our lives.
So as we come to a close, there's something that I want to share personal.
Oh, in today's message, at the end, I want to share my own story.
And this will help to understand what Paul's been teaching in Romans chapter 5.
这也许可以帮助我们可以更了解保罗在罗马书第五章所说的。
Now the past 3 months, every single Sunday, people have been coming up to me after the service, noticing that I've lost a lot of weight.
过去三个月许多会有来告诉我说、哦、我发现你变瘦了。
I've lost over 30 pounds.
我瘦了30磅。
And every single week, people come up to me asking me, PT, what's the secret?
每个礼拜都有人问我 PT 到底秘诀是什么
And I said, I haven't done anything.
我说我什么都没有做啊
And at that moment, I realized that something was wrong.
啊，那个时候我发现有些事情不太对劲
So I went to go see my primary physician, and I did a full blood work.
所以呢，我就去看我的家庭医生，并且我做了一个验血报告。
And when I got my results back, I was devastated.
Oh, 当我看到这个报告时，我非常的惊慌。
Immediately, I searched online and found this chart.
所以呢，我马上上网看到这样的一个表格
，where it says that if you are at about a 5, that you're healthy.
如果你是五的话，你是健康的。
But that if you're at about a 6.5, that you're at a high risk for diabetes.
可是如果你是6.5或者以上，你就是糖尿病的高危险群。
My A1C blood sugar level was over 13.
我的糖化血红蛋白是超过13啊。
This didn't happen overnight, but it was a result of unhealthy choices that I made day after day.
这不是一夜之间发生，而是这个每一天每一天的一个错误的饮食的决定。
And what shook me the most was being told that I can't get better by my own willpower.
哦，更让我惊慌失措的是，医生说我不能靠自己来改变了。
The doctor said that I need medicine, that I needed metformin and I need insulin in order to reverse this sickness.
哦，医生告诉我说我需要开始吃这个二甲双胍，并且要来打胰岛素才能够改善。
And I begged the doctor and I said, please just give me 1 month to try to change.
哦，我跟我的医生请求说，拜托，请你给我一个月的机会，试着来改变吧。
And so for 1 month, what I did was I came before the Lord humbly in prayer.
这接下来这一个月，我就是谦卑来到神的面前，向他祈求。
I didn't bargain with God, saying that if you cure me, then I'll do this and I'll do that for you.
我并没有跟神讨价还价，神啊，你医治我的话，我就做这个那个。
I said, God, I belong to you and I need you.
我说主啊，我属于你，我需要你。
And when I did that, everything changed.
当我这样做的时候，一切都开始改变了。
Now God didn't suddenly remove my years of bad choices immediately and overnight.
上帝并没有一夜之间让我所有的坏习惯都改变。
But God gave me the grace and the power to take that first step.
但是神给我恩典和力量，能够走那一步一步的往前走。
And then day by day, depending upon the Holy Spirit, not perfectly but faithfully.God met me as I began to make healthier choices.
Oh, so I every day, 都在这一个一个小小的选择当中与神相遇，神帮助我做正确的决定。
And day by day, my numbers began to change.
而每一天，我就看到数字开始下降。
Where today I'm now consistently at a 5.5 lower.
现在我每天的数据都是5.5或是更低了。
No longer diabetic.
哦，不再是糖尿病的高危险群。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this story is not a formula, and it's not a promise that God heals everyone the same way.
哦，这也不是要教大家怎么样来治糖尿病啊，神的治疗医治的方法途径都是不一样的。
But here's the most important part that I want to share with everyone.
可是这是我想要跟大家分享的核心。
The deepest change in me wasn't physical, but it was spiritual.
最深的改变对我来说不是身体的改变，而是灵里的改变。
What happened is that the Holy Spirit shaped a Christ-like character of hope in me through my suffering.
透过这样的一个患难，圣灵在我心中能够开始塑造，让我更像耶稣。
And this is what Paul means when he says suffering produces perseverance and perseverance produces character.
这就是保罗所说的，在患难中生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And God was more interested in forming who I am than fixing what I was facing.
原来神对于我成为什么样的人，比改变我的环境更有兴趣啊。
And this season produced in me a renewed hope in knowing that Jesus is with me, not because of what I do, but because I belong to Him.
而这个品格的塑造让我带来一个盼望，这个盼望不是我能够做更多，而是我属于神。Beloved,
this is the secret to changing your life, that you belong.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这就是改变生命的秘诀，来自于你属于谁。
And because you belong, God will change you.
因为你属于神，所以神能够来改变你。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you that we are not alone in our suffering.
天父，感谢你，因为我们在患难中不是孤单的。
Remind us that we are deeply loved and belong to you.
提醒我们，我们是你所深爱的，并且是属于你的。
And give us the grace to walk each step with your Spirit.
给我们恩典，让我们知道我们是走在你的圣灵同在中。
Until the day we see Jesus and are fully made like Him.
直到我们与主面对面，并且完全的像耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
再次谢谢 Tony 牧师的分享。
Once again, thank you, Pastor Tony, for sharing.
神牧师精彩的翻译。
And Pastor James, wonderful interpretation.
的确，生命的改变从你开始。
Actually, life change begins with you.
我们一同起立，我们唱这个回忆诗歌。
Can we stand and sing this response song?
开启我眼，使我与你面对面。
新的一年
as you face the coming year,
你有什么事情想要改变的呢
anything that you want to change?
面对着新的一年
as you face the new year,
你期待神为你做些什么
what do you expect God to do for you?
生命的改变永远从我们自己开始
changing life always begin with you.
我觉得在托尼牧师在分享的信息有一个很重要一个 message 在这里
as Pastor Tony shared, the message is now one very important phrase.
很多时候我们想尝试靠自己力量去改变。
Many times we like to change by ourselves.
其实最重要一件事情。
Actually, the most important thing.
谦卑下来。
Humble yourself.
谦卑下来。
Humble yourself.
寻求神的帮助。
Seek God's help.
我们要承认我们是软弱。
We need to confess that we are weak.
我们承认我们没有办法依靠自己。
We need to confess that we cannot depend on ourselves.
我们要谦卑下来。来欢迎神来工作。
We need to humble ourselves and welcome the word of God.
我们欢迎圣灵在我们心中来运行。
And welcome Holy Spirit to move in our hearts.
只有当我们谦卑下来的时候
，Only when we humble ourselves,
圣灵能够在我们中间成就神荣耀的心意。
And the Holy Spirit can accomplish God's glorious will in our lives.
我想当我们进入新的一年的时候
，As we enter into the new year,
我觉得这首诗歌真的是讲到。主啊，拥抱我。
And the song says, "Lord, hold me close."
好喜欢这是。
I love this phrase.
我们何等需要被拥抱。
Oh, we need to be hugged and hold close by God.
我们特别是中国人，一向很少被拥抱。
As the Chinese, we don't hug each other much.
我们也不习惯被拥抱。
We're not used to hugging one another.
但我们很需要被拥抱。
But we need to be hugged.
特别被神拥抱。
And to be hugged by God.
是神带领我们飞越高山低谷吗
Oh, is God who lead us going to soar high?
你以为你能飞吗
Do you think that you can soar high?
你以为你能够胜过吗
You can overcome this?
不是啊
No.
是神 carry us through, 带领我们经过这一切
It is God who carries us through all of these trials.
让神的膀臂来拥抱我们
His everlasting arms to hold us close and to hold us.
带领我们进入新的一年里面
And help us enter into the new year.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 让我们再一次来唱这首诗歌。
Hold
me close,
hold me close.
Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. 是的，主，我们感谢你。
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
无论我们在怎么样的环境当中
，No matter what circumstances we are in,
你永远与我们同在。
You are with us forever.
你的膀臂四面围绕。
Your arms surround us.
当我们进入新的一年度的时候
，As we enter into the new year.
虽然我们不知道前面的道路会是如何
although we do not know what lies ahead
但我们确实知道你正在与我们同在
but we know for sure that you are with us
你的手正托住我们
so your hands holding us up
带领我们
leading us
走过高山低谷
as we go through up and down
要进入你荣耀的心意
into your glorious will
愿的圣灵的恩膏降临在每一位弟兄姐妹
May your Holy Spirit anointing come and fall upon everyone
然后不再依靠自己的势力跟才能
We no longer depend on our own power or our own strength
我们依靠神的圣灵
But depending on the power of the Holy Spirit
在未来一年里面
In the coming year
为你兴起
Then rise up for you
成为一个属灵的大军
To become a vast spiritual army
在我们每一天的生活当中能够经历你得胜的生活
In our daily life we can experience your victory
Hallelujah
We give all the glory to you
现在在主耶稣基督的恩惠
Now may the grace of God
上帝的慈爱
The love of God
圣灵的感动
The moving of the Holy Spirit
常与众人同在
Be with us all
从今直到永永远远
Now and forevermore
Amen
Amen
在荣耀归给我们的神向前后头的弟兄说新年非常非常快乐跟他说
Happy New Year
上帝祝福你们
God bless you